Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crone. Joining us today is Gene Cadu, chair of the FCC Incentive Auction Task Force. And Gene, good morning. Welcome to KEDM Public Radio.
Hi, Corey. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being with us. And you're talking to our audience today. I know it's a radio audience, but we're talking today about television, and things are changing in television. Tell me what's going on with our over-the-air television channels.
Corey, important changes are happening, you're absolutely right, to free over-the-air TV in markets across the United States. They are happening to over-the-air TV. They will not affect cable or satellite viewers, but certain stations in Louisiana, including in Monroe, have or will be changing frequencies as part of the FCC's work to make more airwaves available for high-speed mobile broadband and internet services like 5G and other wireless services.
I guess the easiest way I was trying to think about how to describe this to our listeners, I remember back in the old days when you used to have the big old television with the rabbit ears, and you had the U knob when you went up to UHF and the channels went all the way to 83 and there wasn't a lot of stuff up there. You guys are using that spectrum now for new technology, new wireless devices and things like that, right?
That's absolutely right, Corey. The spectrum was not being used as efficiently as we would have liked. And so this is part of an effort to make the TV airwaves more efficient and free up space for the kinds of mobile services that consumers are demanding more and more every day.
So not too many years ago, we made the transition from analog to HD TV, and everybody had to get a new HD setup to receive those channels. You're not saying everybody's got to get new equipment anymore, just the channels are moving around, right?
That's right. Thankfully, that's not what's happening. The HD TV transition, it's actually been about 10 years, did require consumers with old analog tube-type TV sets to get a converter box to watch the new digital television services. But now viewers already have digital TVs and converter boxes if they still have an old analog set, and they won't need to get new equipment. They will just need to retune those TVs and converter boxes to be able to receive the new frequencies.
So when you say retune, that's going back in the little menu and going to the setup and hitting the search for channel button, right?
That is exactly right. You are obviously a very sophisticated TV user. If you watch TV for free with an antenna, you'll need to rescan your TV to continue to see the local channels that switch frequencies. So to rescan, typically you do look for something called, you go into the menu on your remote and you look at setup or channel or some language. It's a little different for different TVs. And you look for auto tune or channel scan or rescan or similar words in the setup menu. And just do the rescan. Everybody who's gotten a new TV in the last 10 years has done that when they bought the TV. And it's a good rule of thumb to do that periodically, whether or not your stations are changing, because new channels are coming online all the time. And viewers who rescan their TVs may be surprised, if they haven't done so in a while, about all the new channels that are available, in addition to finding the channels that are changing.
You know, I found some new channels just last week. One of our TV stations here added two or three new networks to their original signal, and I didn't even know those channels were there. So it's something you need to do from time to time. It's a little confusing, Chairman, because the channel number is not changing for the box. So if you watched KNOE on channel 8, or if you watched KTV on channel 10 on your box, it's still channel 10 on your box, but the actual channel that the box sees is changing. Explain to me how that works.
That's right. I mean, what the box does and what your TV does, if you don't have a separate box, is it's called a tuner, and it basically takes the channel number it has on its channel lineup and looks for the frequencies behind the scene that channel is actually broadcasting on, so it can pick it up. So what's happening here is the behind the scenes frequency change, where a channel number, you know, channel 2 is going to be changing frequencies behind the scenes, but channel 2 will still be channel 2. To the viewer and the TV.
This change is already started, or when will we see this begin to happen?
So the change has begun. It started in the last couple of months, and it's going to unfold throughout the next year and a half. So basically through about July 2020, over-the-air TV viewers should be looking and watching for notices and rescan their TVs when they see them, and also just generally periodically, because as you say, new channels are coming on all the time.
I guess I had forgotten that this was going to happen, and some of that spectrum was going to be reallocated for telephones and new internet services and really getting ready for the future, maybe even things that aren't there yet that'll be coming our way. And the other day I just noticed a couple of channels that I normally see all the time were missing. So if you see that, that means it's probably time to rescan.
That's right. It means they may have moved, and you should rescan. Obviously, if they continue to be missing, you might want to check with the station to see what's going on.
Gene Cadu is with us, chair of the FCC Incentive Auction Task Force. Gene, I'm a sound man on my other jobs. I do sound and lighting work. I need to remind folks, too, that the repack of the band also affects things pretty soon, like wireless microphone systems at churches and clubs and things like that. There are some things going on there as well, and so some of those old systems can interfere with these new TV frequencies.
Yes, that's right. And the manufacturers of those devices are working very hard with their customers to accommodate the changes.
Gene Cadu with the FCC is with us. Gene, for folks to find out more information about the changes that are coming to our area, where can they go? Is there a good place on the internet?
Yes. At the FCC website, we have information both sort of just the guide as to help viewers know how to rescan, and also a map that will show the rough schedule of when stations in local areas are moving. And that is at fcc.gov/TV rescan, fcc.gov/TV rescan.
That's Gene Cadu, chair of the FCC Incentive Auction Task Force. To find out more, once again, you can go to that website, and you can come to our website at kedm.org and follow the link for more information. This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. You've been listening to Lanyap.